chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the Mottawog, the Petaloomies, out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Chicken in the morning, it's chicken in the night. Weren't for chicken, Petaluma never would have reached its height. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming here in Sonoma County, the entire North Bay, and beyond. It's Michelle Anna Jordan live in the studio. Happy Valentine's Day, if that is something you observe. Happy Lunar New Year, Year of the Monkey. We're going to be hearing about that in just a minute. Check it out to a farmer's market this weekend or during the week. I was there at the Sebastopol Farmer's Market all day, selling books, giving away books, and did a cooking couple things for a cooking demonstration. I did a rice salad with merguez sausage, garbanzo beans, and a mustard vinaigrette. I did mustard cream with radishes to dip in honor of all of the beautiful mustard that is in our fields and vineyards, and in honor of my book, The Good Cook's Book of Mustard. And I swear, I could have gotten sunburned today if I hadn't have dressed like winter. So instead, I practically got heat stroke. Wool socks, leggings, and boots are not the thing to have on in the middle of our faux spring. And, you know, the weather is beautiful. People are loving it. But let's not forget that we don't want to wake up fruit trees, vines. All that. We don't want them to wake up yet because, you know, Mother Nature is going to, you know, do something else, and, you know, pollination, bloom, everything needs to take place at the right time. So I hear that the temperature is supposed to drop, I think, starting Tuesday, and by Wednesday night, we may have some rain, and there's supposed to be rain on Thursday. So return to spring is a good thing. Now we are welcoming back for, gosh, the fifth or sixth year, perhaps,
yes.
Nancy Wong, president of the Redwood Empire Chinese Association, who's going to tell us about one of my favorite annual events. It is the Chinese New Year celebration coming up on February 20th. So you're the monkey.
Yes,
good evening.
The monkey.
So nice to see you.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me here. It's a pretty honor and to invite me to sharing our culture, our new traditional Chinese New Year. This is our 26th years annual doing at the Vest Building.
So you've been all the way through the Chinese horoscope twice, and you're on the third time going through.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. And with all the community support, every year we do have a really sold out event. Mm-hmm. You were there before, so you know.
Oh, I've been there
well.
Many times. Yes. Yes.
But this year we have to do a little bit different. You know, for Chinese New Year, of course, you always has a dragon dance and lion dance.
Lion dance, yes.
And the culture dance this year is all brand new.
Oh.
Culture dance.
Uh-huh.
So, costume, the routine, everything, music, everything's brand new. Mm-hmm. It's awesome and wonderful. So we hope we can have a successful the New Year event this coming Saturday. Actually, today's Press Democrat has our ad sponsored by the GNG, had a quarter page.
Oh, nice.
For our
Good
New
for GNG.
Year. Yes, they are always really yes. support us.
Yes.
And of course, the menu always, you know, we have a Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
We never forget we have a guest, always want to have a vegetarian. So we do have a plenty of vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
The food for the people don't eat any meat.
Right. Now, when you're figuring out the menu or the caterer is telling you what they're going to serve, do they attempt to get in any of the traditional dishes?
Yes, we do. We have a, see, we can bring the roast pork. So
right,
we
sure.
do have a barbecue pork.
Okay.
Then we have a, the one, the vegetarian, the Chinese, we call zai. The zai, it means you have all the napa cabbage, mushroom,
broccoli. Is there
broccoli? No, not broccoli, and mini corns.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes, and it's all traditional. The veggie, they mix together, use the special sauce, mm-hmm. really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
The another dishes is really unique. It's lotus root. The slice really thin,
mm-hmm.
stir fry with celery and mushrooms.
Oh, nice.
It's really mm-hmm. delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we always have a sweet sour pork.
Right.
That's everybody's yes. favorite. And
yes.
broccoli beef.
That's where that's what I'm thinking of the broccoli, mm-hmm. is the broccoli beef.
That's right. And the chow mein, the fried mm-hmm. rice.
Right.
The fried noodles. Then
right.
we have the fried rice.
Right.
And also we have a steamed rice, too, for the mm-hmm. people who don't like you know, fly things. So,
mm-hmm.
and then before the dinner, our table always has GNG donated a wonderful orange, you know, on the table.
Yes, oranges on the table.
And we have a wonton skein mm-hmm. dip with
a dipping sweet.
Yes.
Just sort of sweet and, sweet and a little bit sour.
Sour, yes, mm-hmm. the sauce.
Right.
Then we have a tea, you know, always has
tea. Of course, you have
tea.
To have tea.
That's right. But we do have a youth group selling some sodas, mm-hmm. you know. Then we have a the bar.
Right, the ABC, bar.
Yeah, we have an ABC license to selling one day
mm-hmm.
Wine and the Nakalidas Winery.
Right.
And the JJ Winery and the Ackman. This is the new winery in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the San Chaton. I'm sorry, I can't. But anyway, we have three different wine country company to
oh,
donate
great.
The wine, the Nakalidas wine.
Uh-huh. The brewery.
That's
yeah.
right. Then we have our own label, personal collection, the wine with our own label.
Right, yes. You've had that for a couple of years now,
yes,
right?
Yes. Uh-huh. So, but this year we're going to do a little bit different. This wine's a little bit special. It's for personal collection, so we're only selling for bottles.
Yes,
uh-huh. Then for the souvenir.
Yeah, we should say it's a no-host bar.
Yeah, no.
Dinner comes with the cost of admission.
That's
and
right.
Then, and tea as well.
That's
and
right.
And then for other beverages, you know, that's don't forget your cash. I did that one year. I think I left my wallet at home. And
but we have, also we have a lot of different, I think Henry Cock was there for the origami to
yes,
entertain
the kids.
Yes,
you have lots of activities.
Yeah, and Henry special telling me he learned how to do the monkey. So he's going to show all the kids how to folding the origami with the monkeys. Then we have jewelry, the Asian jewelry selling. And they all the profit go to our donate to our association.
And then, and you do a lot of scholarships, right?
Yes, every year last year we did giving out 5 scholarships in Sonoma County's mm-hmm. Senior high school students.
Uh-huh.
This part the fundraiser, you know, we're giving out. Depends the end. Then the application form is March.
Uh-huh. So
we're
there's
gonna
time.
See, yeah, it's a time. You uh-huh. don't have to be our member.
No.
Everybody in Sonoma County Senior High School student.
Oh, okay, yes. That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing. I'm going to venture a guess. based solely on my observations from the last week or so, I want you to talk a little bit about what it means, what the Year of the Monkey means. And I'm guessing there's a bit of tricksterism going on. It's been a pretty crazy year so far.
Crazy year. You're right. The Year of the Monkey, you know, they had a book always telling you, you know, what's the zodiacs. What I read, I observed for the Year of the Monkey, they are really smart. Mm-hmm. And also pretty stubborn. And also, I just learned they are really good in the financial way.
Oh, really?
They really know how to
work. We like that for this year.
I think that this year we really need the
Yes.
So maybe it's a good year.
And we hope so.
Very generous and learning quickly, the Year of the Monkey. Mm-hmm.
And what year have we just left?
We just left the year the sheep.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. right. That's mm-hmm. right. Okay. The year of the sheep. Not the best year in my life. That's for sure. It was a hard year for everyone I know. The year of the rat was a very hard year.
Yeah, I hope everybody listening on the radio, coming to our event. Mm-hmm. This is the best event is, because it's indoor. Our dragon, you know, always, we have a 3 dragon right now. The wow. longest one's 250 feet long. That's only coming out in our New Year event.
The dragons are wonderful, but I have to say, the lion dances.
That's right.
The lion dances make me cry.
Yes. And this year we have a special young dragon team.
Oh,
they are
nice.
So cute. 6 to 8 years old.
Oh.
And we did purchase the small lion for them.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
they're going to have
so
open.
So you're going to have a kitten. You're going to have a cub.
That's right.
A lion cub.
And they're going to dance with the bigger one. Uh-huh. Then we're going to have a ceremony again for the little lion because you need a dot eye. Before we can use it. So
now, I want to bring Christopher in, Christopher Silva, who we will be talking with in detail in a few minutes. But I just want to say, have you ever seen a lion dance?
I believe I have. And it was for the celebration of Chinese New Year. I was in Hawaii. I was in Honolulu about, I think, 12, 13 years ago.
Yes.
It's dramatic with the color and everything.
You're right. We have, this year, I think we're coming out 6 lions.
6 lions?
6 lions were coming out of the same time.
The thing here, if you've never been before and you have the opportunity to go to this event, the thing that I find so magical and that always ends up making me cry is somehow the people who are holding the dragon costume on them, they bring it to life in such a way that you feel, even though you can see the legs, sometimes you can see the hands, but they do it in such a way that suddenly that is a lion alive on the stage. It's amazing.
You're right. These kids doing the lion dance is unbelievable.
They scratch their ears and then look up like they're waking up and then their long eyelashes bat. Oh, it's just so wonderful.
So I always hear the event. Where is it?
Oh, we're going to get there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
getting there. We're going to talk. That is actually where I'm going next. And we should say it's at the Veterans Memorial Building every year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You cannot buy tickets at the door. You have to get your tickets.
If we have any ticket left.
Okay.
But normally
you don't. You have to get them in advance.
Yes.
And I know you can go to G&G Market
or Aging Mart.
Asian Mart, on Guerneville Road.
Yes.
It's a great store.
That's right. So these two store has our ticket there. It's getting quickly. So
it is. Okay, good. Yeah. It's that event always sells out, and it's one of the great winter events. And
Let's see.
Anything else we need to tell people?
Mm. No, just coming over. And join the Chinese New Year. I think the same day with the San Francisco parade. But I think our events is indoor. You don't have to be worried.
Right.
The weather, cold or rain. And we have a food there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we should also say, I just went blank. I'll get there. I know what it is. Lunar New Year takes place 2 to 3 weeks, but
that's
it begins on the second new moon following the winter solstice. Is that
right? And this year falling to the February 8th was Chinese New Year.
Yes,
its first day. Yes.
So that's how you, if you wonder why does it always change. That's the reason, because it's dated from the second new moon after the winter solstice.
You're right. You're right. Just everybody asks me, why your Chinese New Year always has a different day? I said, because we're counting on the calendar.
Yes. And it's, here's one thing I so love about this new year. First of all, it feels more like a new year than January 1st. But if you get off to a bumpy start in January, and as far as I'm concerned, this January was the last month of 2015, you get to start all over. You get a new year's.
That's right.
And
that's
that is right. Just a great reason to celebrate.
This event really has a really traditional way. We have the kids with traditional close dress,
yes,
to hosting everybody coming in. Then we're giving a wonderful, beautiful, the calendar support. I mean, from the U.S. Bank, from the Montgomery Village, they always order beautiful Chinese,
yes,
calendar, you know, giving out at that event.
When
the
in.
Red envelope, you know, we put a lucky candy in there. All the children
lucky
just
candy.
Love it.
And then you have a silent auction,
yes,
and a raffle.
The raffle, that's
I've
right.
I've won a couple raffle prizes.
Good. We have a really exciting silent auction item this year.
Okay, and so to sum it up, it is February 20th, celebration of Year of the Monkey at the Veterans Memorial Building in Santa Rosa. The doors open at 5 o'clock, the buffet dinner is at 6, and if you go, I really recommend that you get there at 5.
You're
so
right.
Before it's crowded, you can walk around and see the different activities and displays.
You're right. We have a language student made a beautiful poster, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, and all the zodiacs pictures, you can find what's the zodiac you're in.
And if you don't know what your Chinese zodiac is, you can find out from someone there.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Well, Nancy Wong, thank you so much for coming again. I really appreciate it.
I really thank you for having me here.
Well, it's really special for us, too.
Hope
and
to
for
see
the
you there.
Listeners. I hope so, too.
See everybody.
And we're going to take a little musical break, and we'll be right back with Christopher Silva.
You make me smile with my heart. You look so laughable, unphotographable, but you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay little Day.
If you don't think that is the sweetest version of My Funny Valentine,
beautiful.
I just don't know what to say to you. I just love that. And that one is on the tiniest CD you have ever seen. Somebody gave it to me many years ago, and it's like a CD 45, only it's about, you know, if you put your thumb and pointer finger into a circle and leave about an inch gap, that's how big the CD is.
Gosh.
It's so tiny. Anyway, I love that song.
It's a very pretty song.
So, Christopher Silva, you wear many hats.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Here we are.
Finally.
Happy Valentine. We had a beautiful, picture-perfect Sonoma County day.
Absolutely.
You've had a very busy day.
Yeah, it was crazy at the farmer's market, but it was, people weren't spending much money. They were talking, they were sampling food, talking a lot, looking at things, but they weren't really spending money. Mm. But that's okay. Mm. I mean, I sold, you know, 10 or so books, and it's always great to be out there and talk to people. But poor little Joey, the little dachshund, I don't know if he got too hot. I don't know if he went out and ate grass.
But did he have water? Did you have water for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Lots of water. He seems to be, he took a 3-hour nap when we got home, and he's feeling better now.
We should all be so lucky.
That's right. That's right.
He's that
little
relaxed.
Little Art got a little concerned. You know, they're a bonded pair.
Mm-hmm.
May-December relationship. Right. Anyway, on to, well, Lark is 3 and Joey's 15 and a half. So I think...
they're living in the year of the monkey. Wasn't that an interesting segment you just did?
Yeah, yes. I mean, Nancy Wong is just so great.
Yeah.
And it's a really... I mean, it's just unique. It's a unique celebration. And I'm so glad that we have it here. We don't all have to go to San Francisco and, you know, reserve seats and be crowded.
Yeah.
So... you have, which should, how should I introduce you first? St. Francis, president and CEO.
Also known as Chris. That's just fine.
And you need to get me out there.
Would love to have you out there.
Yes, I need to get out to the winery. It's been a while.
And try the wine and food. This isn't about that, but we're having a good run with the wine and food.
I've been hearing great things about it. The last time I was there, I was actually doing something. I was serving food of some sort.
Didn't you have a book signing there within the last couple of years?
I think I did. No, not last couple of years.
Okay.
This was a while ago.
We will correct that.
Okay. I've got new books out.
I know that. So,
got to get them into the winery. Got to come see you. And I've heard so much about the food and wine pairing. And I'm now able... I wrote... 6 books in 8 months. So I didn't go anywhere, including to bed.
And when you write, you do it all, you compose on the computer, or are you writing it out by hand?
No, okay. God bless Steve Jobs.
Uh-huh.
Until someone forced me to buy my first computer, I can't compose on a typewriter because it's too slow. It just didn't work with my brain. So I wrote on a legal pad, and then I transcribed on a typewriter. And somebody made me go get my first computer, and I said, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to get a PC or a Mac. And they just said, we know you. You're getting a Mac.
Right.
And I can't, because I took typing when I was stupid middle school student, I can touch type really fast.
Oh, very good.
I can type really fast. So I can almost keep up with my brain with composing on a computer.
And then you see it all on the page in front
of
you.
You see it all
and
you move it around.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to use tape and scissors anymore like I used to. So I still do some. If I have a hard story, I print it out and cut it up with tape and scissors.
Right.
But, writers do that. But yeah, I have to get out. But now you are here with wearing the hat of a Santa Rosa... Junior College.
Hey, Sandra, a former faculty member. I taught night classes in legal research and legal writing in the 90s primarily to paralegals and people who are considering whether or not to become law students.
Oh,
hopefully that convinced them to do so. And this is, we're here to talk about the second annual Santa Rosa Junior College Wine Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be next Sunday, February 21st. We did the first one a year ago. It's a 3-hour walk around tasting.
Mm-hmm. What time is it?
2 p.m. to 5 p.m. this coming Sunday.
Okay.
And we've got this terrific website. And this is largely put on by students. We have this relentless, scrappy, undaunted team of students and a handful of self-described adults like the dean, Ganesan Srinivasan, Audrey Labrador, who's an instructor at the JC, as is Brad Davis, and then Betsy Fisher and James Kaysen from the culinary department. And last year we had close to 500 people in Bertolini Center, 30 wineries, and you simply walk around and enjoy going from table to table. This year, we've upped the ante even more. Everyone who purchases a ticket at srjcwineclassic.com gets an etched Riedel glass. There's also appetizers, coffee, live music, and you walk around and go from table to table, and 30 of absolutely wonderful Sonoma County wineries are pouring some of their best wines.
You've got a great you've got Joy Sterling will actually be pouring Iron Horse. And really,
Dan Costa, our friend Dan Costa, is going to pour. Rick
Tigner.
But you've
got Bruce Cohn there?
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing. I may have to come just to see Bruce.
We camp out at the door until they say yes, and they're all saying yes.
Yeah, you've got let's look. Robert Young Estate, Boletto. You've got Helen from Boletto Vineyards. Jeff Kundi.
Oh yeah, Tarabella will be
Dalinger. Dalinger is going to be there, and then the Schoen Farm makes fabulous wines.
They also the secret is you ever tried their olive oil?
Yes.
I've got
two different bottles in my...
Out of this world.
Yeah, they were on not long ago.
Okay.
So
I missed that one. So the idea behind the Santa Rosa JC Wine Classic is last year we were able to raise about $30,000 for wine, culinary, and hospitality students and student scholarships. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to bring the whole community of the JC, alumni, students, faculty, business people. A lot of people in recent years haven't had a direct experience on the campus itself, and it's this breathtaking campus. When I bring people from
Schoen Farm, spectacular.
Yeah, no, this is at the JC in town.
Oh, wait. It's not at Schoen Farm?
No, we're having it at the JC in town.
Oh, yeah. In which building?
In Bertolini Center.
Oh,
we made it work.
Bertolini Center.
It actually works. Everybody said, you're not going to get everybody in there. Watch. We did last year.
And what are you going to do about parking?
We are offering free parking at Plover Hall right across the way.
Okay.
We've got close to 40 student volunteers who are going to help coordinate parking, who are going to show people in the door, who are going to help the wineries carry in their wines, who are going to refill water, make sure all the buckets are clean, mm-hmm. make sure there's no garbage around. It's going to be terrific. Mm-hmm. Oliver's has donated a tremendous amount of cheese. We have an incredible
appetizer. A list here, yes. You've printed out a list.
And if you look at the appetizers, they're going to be prepared largely under the direction of James Kaysen and Betsy Fisher and some of these incredible culinary students. Mm-hmm. Remember, they're putting on an event. This is a world-class event.
And James and Betsy are both on the faculty. You know, I was on the faculty from 91 until 13. I resigned in the end of 13.
Because you're already famous.
No, because I'm too busy. I had those books to write. Yeah. Let's see. Wild mushroom pate, gravlax and dill quesadilla, shrimp cakes, Dungeness crab, Asian flavored short ribs. Get there early. You do not want to miss those.
Mussels and Asian pesto. And
charcuterie.
Then the mussels are going to go wonderfully with Joy's Iron Horse bubbly. That's going to be a perfect pairing. And so we're going to honor our two incredible honorary chairs. We thought, let's celebrate the very, what makes Sonoma County incredible? And what really makes Sonoma County incredible is the people, the wines, the foods, and we're going to have all three. And we're honoring two icons this year as our honorary chairs. Last year, we honored Joe Martin, the founder of St. Francis Winery, and Rich Thomas, founder of the JC's egg program and viticulture program, I should say. And the focus is these are people who have given of themselves to others throughout their lifetime, really been a lifetime of service to others this year and drawn positive attention to the junior college and Sonoma County as well. This year, we're honoring Chef John Ash, who the world now recognizes as arguably the founder of Wine Country Cuisine, and he used to come through my line at Petrini's grocery store when I was working there as a teenager.
I've known John almost forever.
And
he was on the show
recently.
Yeah. I've done things. He was on the show quite recently.
And then, of course, Gay LeBaron, who is the resident historian of Sonoma County, columnist, has had speaking of wearing different hats, with the Press Democrat for around 60 years.
Yeah.
So they're going to be there. They are our two honorary co-chairs. And the community is going to come out, thank and honor them, and in the process, taste some of the world's greatest wine and food and personalities, all from Sonoma County. And we think it's an exciting way to help our students. And the students involved, including Brad Davis's events planning class, have the experience of putting on a world-class event. Last year, it was an absolute blockbuster. And so we're excited.
That's great.
Tickets at srjcwineclassic.com. We expect to sell out by about Wednesday. So I would encourage anyone. And if you log on to srjcwineclassic.com, you can also see a list of all the participating wineries, a little bit about our story, and how specifically it's helping the students. And Frank Chong, the president of the JC, has been the most enthusiastic supporter of this. He's made every effort to clear the red tape and just make it happen. We've had great support from the SRJC Foundation, from Ellen Silver at SRJC PR.
Yeah, she's the one that I've been
They've been great.
With.
Everybody has the community has really come together. There's such an abundance, Michelle, of goodwill towards Santa Rosa Junior College.
Oh, absolutely.
And you see
it's such a great resource.
Yeah. And people drive by it and they say, well, it's just this beautiful campus. Then they go and hear more about the programs, and there'll be students there. There'll be faculty there. It's really a wonderful. And it's only 3 hours, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. this Sunday, the 21st of February. Walk around reception. Tickets are $75 a person. And where else for $75 can you taste about 50 or 60 of the best wine Sonoma County has to offer, gourmet food, and meet some real fun people and listen to some good music.
Yeah. One of the things that I think is so great about Santa Rosa, there's many things that are great about the college, but people often contact me, you know, like, my son wants to go to culinary school. Should he go to the CCA, or should he go here, should he go there? And a lot of kids get out of those programs so deeply in debt.
Yeah.
I mean, last I heard, and I don't know, it's been a number of years. Last time I checked, it was $68,000 for a degree. For I think it was 9 months. It might have been 18, but I think it was a 9-month program at CCA, and that stands for California
Culinary
Academy in San Francisco. And we figured it out. Michael Selinger, former department chair and still an instructor, he and I figured it out. And you can get something like 4 certificates in the culinary program, the 4 certificates they offer for under $2,000.
It's incredible. And the hands-on experience you get there as
well. Yeah, and it doesn't include, that doesn't include living expenses, of course. But if you look at $2,000 versus $70,000, and in my experience, it's a much better program. It's a much, much better
I know you've been to that
program.
Berto Culinary Center many, many times. Your name often comes up in our meetings. And
really?
Yes, absolutely.
You guys
talking about the community,
you
your
me?
Books. Yes, we know you.
How nice.
And you're a big name.
Well,
right
I was,
here.
You know, I volunteered to not, you know, remember in 2008 when the state had a lot of financial problems?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then in 2009...
Everybody had a lot of financial problems in
2009, it was the state budget was really hurting the JC, and they had to cut a big percentage of classes. And I had just taught my best class ever, which was on Hawaiian cuisine.
Oh, nice.
It was such a fabulous class. And then they had cutbacks. And there was one... one instructor who caused, she was always saying, I have seniority over that person and challenging to take someone's class. And she challenged me. And I told Michael, who was the chair at the time, I said, you know what? You do what makes your life easier. You know, this isn't my main income. It's more community service to me. I like to stay in touch.
Yeah.
So, and I said, as long as I can come back, as soon as, you know, no problem. So 3 years later, they put my course in the book. But it meant I hadn't taught for three years and 3 months, which meant I had to go through, I had to reapply, and I was going to have to go in and do a cooking demonstration to demonstrate that I have nice knife skills and identify all the cuts of meat and how to do it. And I thought, you know, I work for myself,
sure.
So I don't deal with a lot of bureaucracy. I thought, you know, maybe this is new bureaucracy. I just can't deal with the bureaucracy. So right now I'm teaching at Sonoma State in their OLE. I'm doing, do you know the OLE program?
I know of it. I'm not really as familiar with it as the JC.
Well, there's 119 around the country, and we are the only one here in Sonoma County with a food and wine section.
Yeah, wow.
And so I'm teaching the 19th, 20th, and 21st century history of Sonoma County farming and agriculture. The class ends on Thursday, and then I proposed that class again for next year, and then another class about Sonoma County food, more contemporary.
Oh, that's very interesting.
And the students are amazing. They're all you have to be over 50 to take a class. A lot are over 70. They are the best students. They are so eager. They don't sit in the front row and text their friends while you're talking.
Sure.
They have fabulous questions, and you don't have to take roll. Give exams or grades. So that's been great. And then I'm going to do some teaching in a retail, little retail place. I'll be making that announcement.
Yeah, I'm going to say it now.
I don't want to yet because it's not public.
Yeah.
And we're working out the details, so we have to make sure. But it will be centrally located in Santa Rosa. And
regardless of the venue, you're teaching.
Yeah, I'm teaching.
And
it'll be the sort of thing where you can come and take a two-hour class. There may even be some one-hour classes for absolutely like everything you always wanted to know about salt.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's for people who can't necessarily make a semester commitment or a 6-week nighttime commitment. So I'm still teaching, and I love the JC, and I'm just
it's
glad to see the center thriving.
Yeah. I hope you come on Sunday because it's such a fun event, and it's one of those events where everybody last year said, oh my gosh, this is going to be the premier event in Sonoma County, or at least one of them. I shouldn't denigrate any one of them. That's a good answer.
Yeah,
but it was so much fun, and there was such positive energy because everyone there knew that by buying that $75 ticket, not only are they having this wonderful afternoon enjoying all this food and wine, but they're supporting students. And to your point, a lot of these scholarships, 1,000 or more, These are students who might not otherwise be able to participate in, yeah. In the wine program or yeah. the culinary arts program yeah. and or hospitality. And this is a great start for them. And not only that, but all these students are putting on the event. We have two full days, Saturday and Sunday, where we're with all the volunteers setting up the tables, mm-hmm. finalizing the menus, prepping the food for everything. And it's very, very exciting. And every single student who participates in this event will always be able to say that they've helped put on a world-class culinary
looks
wine event.
Good on their looks good on their resume. We're going to take one more musical break, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to ask a question I think a lot of people have wanted to ask St. Francis.
Okay.
Here is the question. St. Francis gets recognition as like the best restaurant in America. Huh? It's not exactly a restaurant.
It's not a restaurant.
It's the food and wine pairings, yeah. right?
We offer at St. Francis, and I get this question a lot, and we got it in Open Table, named us number one restaurant in America in 2015.
That's right, Open Table.
And then again 2 months ago in 2015.
Right.
And we allow people to book reservations for our daily wine and food pairing, which is offered
5 days
a week at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. And so people book it on Open Table. And after you book an event at Open Table, you book a reservation, the person making the reservation gets an email survey.
What did you think?
What did you think? Open Table, this was explained to me over and over again, because we're not a restaurant. We don't offer restaurant services, but we offer 3 wine and food pairings a day, and we charge $68 a person for 5 wines, 5 small plates, prepared one at a time by the chef. It's pretty remarkable, I think. And I can say that because I don't cook the food. But at the end of the year, Open Table compiles 5 million surveys representing all 19,000 establishments that use Open Table.
Ah.
And St. Francis got the highest score. We're the only ones that got a 5.0 out of 5 points on
wow,
the food
congratulations.
Score.
Congratulations.
And then the ambiance, we kind of have an unfair advantage because you're sitting there overlooking a vineyard with 16 other people per mm-hmm. seating. So that's what all the hype is about. And we're excited about
that's
it.
That's great. I knew it had to be something along those lines.
And many of the ingredients we use, we're all certified sustainable. Many mm-hmm. of the ingredients we use in our daily wine and food pairing, our chef, Brian Jones, who was the executive chef at the Fig Cafe in Glen Ellen, mm-hmm. working with Sandra and everyone, he goes out in the vegetable garden. We have a 2-acre organic vegetable garden on the front corner of our property.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be going through. And if the parsnips look good that day, he'll change the menu mm-hmm. and the wine pairing of one of the courses mm-hmm. to accommodate the parsnips.
You know, and parsnips are something that a lot of people don't think about. And they are, I use them a lot in my food and wine pairing column.
Okay,
because
yeah.
there are certain wines that just go so beautifully with parsnips.
You like fresh vegetables. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? But a parsnip soup or a parsnip puree or roasted parsnips, you add the right condiment and it will blossom, say, with a Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm. Very
or
nice.
It can go with a richer, deeper red.
Even
depending,
as in, depending on,
the condiment.
On the spice and the presentation,
exactly.
the condiment. You're
exactly.
absolutely right.
So,
yeah.
You know, and parsnips are just so delicious. But I think they're the kind of thing that when you were growing, if you were growing up in the 60s and your mom didn't know how to cook them, you kind of mm-hmm. held something against it.
Yeah.
Do we have music or we don't?
I think we
have another little musical break in honor of the holiday. Not quite the song I wanted to play, but it works anyway.
Step dancing, can't hear myself speak. Open the eyes of the ugly girls and settle for the lies of the last chances with slow motion drugs, big cloth flower dancers. You come here looking for the ride to glory. Go back home with a hard luck story. I can't hardly wait around. Comes to town, play one more for my radio sweetheart. Hide your love, though we are so far apart. You got to hide your love, 'cause that's the way the whole thing started. I wish we had never parted.
gets colder. Don't lay your head on any other shoulder. Some hide themselves out for a good time, but you and I, we have them sold. So I keep on saying, play one more for my radio sweetheart. Hide your love, hide your love. No, we are so far apart. You got to hide your love. Oh, that's the way the whole thing started. I wish we had never parted. Play one more for my radio sweetheart.
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 Play one.
You know, actually, that was the song I wanted to play.
And it sounded great.
I'm all discombobulated today from my little Joey being sick.
I heard
I'm a mother hen.
I heard you took your grandson to see Elvis Costello.
I did.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And you know, Elvis does. I mean, you can if you saw him at the jazz thing.
I saw him at the jazz festival a few years ago.
He does so many different things, but this time, first of all, he was in a really good mood, and he's been in a good mood lately. But he ripped it up for hours. And when he came back out for his encore, his encore probably lasted 45 minutes. And, you know, some musicians might think this is really lame, but he did like a great, I mean, he did Reg, I mean, he did everything he's known for.
Allison.
And yeah. Allison. Oh, he'd done Allison earlier.
Okay.
But he did What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes, and ended with just the most rousing version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. But he did Radio Radio, which I haven't heard him do in so long. It was just, it gives me chills to talk about it. It was so great. And he's coming to the Wells Fargo Center in March.
Oh, that's terrific. I think I heard that.
Yeah. It's going to be at Wells Fargo. Coming up soon.
When I was in the dorm, I went to Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Three doors down, the guy lived for Elvis Costello, and you couldn't walk down the hall without Elvis Costello blaring on his Panasonic stereo.
He could have been my twin.
Yeah, right, probably.
Because I did that for, there was a time when I did that. So I want to talk just a little bit more about St. Francis for people who, for whatever reason, drive by and have never stopped, mm-hmm. don't necessarily know what the winery is best known for.
Well, we're probably I'm proud of our team. I'm excited about the fact that for the fifth year in a row, North Bay Business Journal named us one of the best places to work in all of Northern California.
Oh, congratulations!
Well, thank you. We're very focused on a number of things, not the least of which is our workforce wellness programs that are specifically targeted at improving the lives of our vineyard workers and their families, including mm-hmm. nutritional and lifestyle choices, which mm-hmm. You know. Traditionally, a number of our employees haven't had access to the same kind of information that many of us take for granted, mm-hmm. so we think that's important. Joe Martin began planting a vineyard in 1971 in Kenwood and called it St. Francis because he was always fond of St. Francis of Assisi, patron saint, protector of animals and the environment.
Yes.
And Joe, we were active in Canine Companions. Joe passed away a year ago. He was such a terrific guy. But he thought, let's draw attention to animals and the environment. And our values have always been about caring for the land, about doing the right thing when it comes to green practices and how we treat our employees. We're known for our Merlot. Joe was the first to plant Merlot in Sonoma Valley. Mm-hmm. But St. Francis is also known for our Old Vine Zinfandel, which is my favorite wine.
And if I remember right, you make a fabulous vineyard-designated Cabernet.
Yes, we do.
And which one is it? Is it Kings Ridge?
We don't make the Kings Ridge anymore because the owners decided to make their own wine. Okay. But we do a Lago Marcino estate vineyard from Russian mm-hmm. River Valley, mm-hmm. which just recently got 95 points Robert Parker, if you believe what you read. So, but we're having this wonderful run with an exciting team, new generation. We brought over a vineyard manager, Jake Terrell, who was the vineyard manager at Gallo's Monte Rosso Vineyard. He's a nationally recognized expert in certified sustainable farm viticulture. Mm-hmm. And we brought over the luxury cab expert from Beringer. He's making our Bordeaux. Katie Madigan, our winemaker in charge of Zinfandel and Chardonnay, was just named International Woman Winemaker of the Year
at
the International Women's Wine Competition. So we've got this edgy new generation team, and Brian Jones, our executive chef. So we're very excited about what's happening. I'm five generations Sonoma County, so anytime a winery in Sonoma County does well, all of us are proud and all of us are excited. And that's one of the reasons the San Jose Junior College Wine Classic is such a pleasure, because we have all these great people and personalities and passion in our local wine industry that the world is seeing, but we get to live right here. And we're excited that this is a particularly special way to share it with the community.
Yeah, this is a great way. When did you quit making King's Ridge?
Oh, gosh, maybe 8 years ago.
Okay, because I still have a very old bottle that you gave me, or someone gave me, when I was doing the book signing there.
Okay. Oh.
And so I'm just saving it for that perfect moment.
It's a nice bottle of wine. Very
yes,
nice
it is. Yes, it
up
is.
Up in Casadero, those hills up there. And,
And it, you know, it's a great back road drive.
Beautiful.
So gorgeous up there. And, you know, I don't like to say that too much because I don't want the roads to be crowded, but it is one of the most beautiful back road drives
gorgeous.
In Sonoma County.
Yeah. You got to be careful, though. Those windy roads sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You have to be careful. You don't go wine tasting. You drive slow.
Correct.
And take in the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really, really spectacular.
Yeah, we have quite a place we get to call home, don't we?
Oh, you know, I'm impressed. Five generations Sonoma County. The only claim to that kind of fame I have is I can say that my mother was born in Napa Valley, and so was my youngest daughter.
Oh, that's terrific. Northern Cal, Redwood Empire-ish. Empire, yeah.
Redwood Empire, you bet. I am... Well,
Michelle,
all the way through
5 days ago on Tuesday, I was in Petaluma celebrating my grandmother's 102nd birthday. She's 102.
Oh.
And
what's
happy
her name?
To be there. Alba Zucchetti Silva.
And Alba, happy 102nd birthday, Alba.
She had a great
so
day.
Great.
And I always say to everybody, asks her, it's the wine, isn't it? And she swears it's two strong martinis every year. So everybody has a different
approach.
Only she only has two a year, and she acts like she's doing something illegal.
That's so cute. That is great.
So, anyway.
Okay, let's go back to the wine classic now, because let's go into some more of the details. I know that you are so passionate about this.
It's a wonderful
event. Anyone who knows you on Facebook knows how passionate you are about this. You are very
probably over-plastered a little bit. All right, it's probably time to settle down. I'm tagging you over and over again every time we put up a poster.
Yes, you do.
All right. But it's such a great opportunity because we've got all the 30 wineries, and you saw the list, and we have the winemakers and owners and principals pouring. Not that the whole team at the winery isn't important, but in some settings, why not meet the people who either started the winery or made the wine? That's also interesting.
Yes.
And the community has come together, Oliver's and Bella Rosa Coffee, and a number of terrific local artisan purveyors are donating food that the students are preparing. And these are SRJC culinary students preparing these wonderful appetizers that you and I discussed a few minutes ago. And everybody gets to walk around for 3 hours with a glass in their hand. You can still buy tickets for $75 each at srjcwineclassic.com. Real easy to buy. We're honoring Chef John Ash and Gayla Barron, two icons in Sonoma County who brought so much positive attention, not only to the junior college, but to the wine industry and the sustainable food movement and farm-to-table food
movement. History, and they continue.
Yeah.
They it's so important not to forget our history. And, you know, I love Gay LeBaron for so many reasons. But to keep that history alive, she is just doing such a fabulous job. I had dinner with her, gosh, I think it was in October, November. I think it was in November. And it was right when we're sort of clearing up the rubble after the horrible fires in Lake County.
Oh, yeah.
She had a very interesting observation and then went on to write a column about it, about the reason Lake County never really took off as a viable big city, that sort of thing. They never had a railroad.
Oh, interesting.
And they almost got a railroad a couple times, but they never did. And so that's kept them a little more isolated.
Separated from everybody else.
Yeah. And I just, and then she wrote a fabulous, one of her Sunday articles, just great Sunday article about it. I thought, oh, that's the sort of thing where you have someone who has been here for so long and studied so deeply and written those two books, Santa Rosa, a 19th Century Town, and Santa Rosa, a 20th Century
Town. And taught those wonderful classes at the JC as well. I took one of her history history of Sonoma County, which is an absolutely enlightening class.
And I've been using her two books in my class at Ole.
Oh, you have?
Okay. Oh, yes, definitely. It's just a font of knowledge. And she was the one, I think, who first told me about... No, it was Joe Rocchioli who first told me, and then I got more details from Gay, about how they would serve... they would put mist nets in the creek beds and catch robins and roast robins to serve over polenta. And that
my great-grandmother made robins and polenta, too, in Petaluma.
Yeah, and then when they... raided because of prohibition, and they would raid the kitchens to find they found robin traps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just thought that was. And she goes into some of the details. She names the places in Santa Rosa, 20th Century Town.
Funny you mentioned that. By the time I was a kid, Sundays at my grandparents' house were Swiss Italian dairy farmers, either risotto or polenta with stew. And that was Sunday dinner.
So good.
My grandmother, Alba Zucchetti Silva, who just turned 102 last week, her father was Giuseppe Zucchetti, Joe Zucchetti. He had a restaurant on Petaluma Boulevard in the 1930s called Paul and Joe's in the 20s and the 30s. Mm-hmm. And rumor has it, it was a speakeasy for some time, right around the corner from our friends, the Volpes.
I was going to say, the Volpes with that. Is the doorbell still there?
I think it is. You go in the back, and there's and a dear family friend was Guido Baccalioni of Guido's Bits of Rhythm, the accordion player. And there's such a rich history. And so
you go into that back room speakeasy.
And the pictures on the wall are just
And you
great.
Open it up, and somebody's there playing accordion, and all the good old boy farmers are drinking.
Sure.
It's a great place.
And to your point, our culture and our history, we need to talk about it to keep it alive.
Yes.
And write about it like you're doing and like Gay is doing. That's great.
Yeah, it's just so important because people with busy lives and people who come here because of what they've heard about us, a lot of people, and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, you know, people have busy lives. Mm-hmm. But they move somewhere and they think the place was invented the day they arrived. You know, and they forget that moving to an agricultural area means that sometimes things smell like agriculture.
Yeah.
And they get mad about that. We've had that happen quite a bit. So it's just really important to even if you feel like you're repeating yourself, to celebrate and talk about our just amazing agricultural heritage.
Incredible.
And, you know, certainly Luther Burbank. But it's very interesting. If you go back before Luther Burbank and before the Spanish missionaries and before the Russians and up during the Russians, we have thousands of years of native tribes. This place was once known as Abalone Nation, and I was reading about some of the different foods, because they knew what to eat. They'd had, you know, centuries to learn what to eat. One of the foods that they knew to eat were nettles, stinging nettles. And those have just gotten popular with chefs and now home cooks. You can buy them now at the farmer's market. But it's really only been 10 or 15 years that you see that. And I thought, oh, it's like we finally discovered you could eat nettles. And I was doing this research, and it's like, oh, they were eating nettles a really long time ago. So it's just, you know, the deeper you dig into our history and think, oh, what happened before Burbank? And you go back, well, what happened before the Russians? And then it just opens up. We had the, I think it's the Wapos and Alexander Valley. We had the Miwoks and the Kashaya Pomo. And there is a lot of information about not just their lifestyle and how they lived, but what they ate. And I find it fascinating.
Yeah, and you can often track a culture back through its food. And, and you also see how the food has evolved and whether people are pure to those traditions or whether it's been modified. How
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the fabulous documentary filmmaker who was a guest on Mouthful several times, Les Blank, and he did so many cultural films that involved food, he always said, you know, the last thing people give up when they move to a new country, new air, anything, the last thing they give up, the tradition they keep alive, is their food. So I learned that from him quite a while ago, and that made me look even closer.
And culture, there's something so reassuring about passing down, even in our own family or other families, that passing down those traditions of food. There's something comforting and reassuring in doing that.
Absolutely. And on that note, we've got about 2 minutes left. So, Wine Classic. It is $75 a person.
Santa Rosa Junior College Wine Classic next Sunday, February 21st. It's a 3-hour walk-around tasting, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's at Santa Rosa Junior College. 30 winemakers, free parking. How's it got to throw in the free parking?
Got to throw in the free
and
parking.
And you can get tickets online, srjcwineclassic.com. We're honoring Chef John Ash and Gayla Baron. Everybody's going to be there, including you, Michelle.
Yes, and I'll be there at 2.
It's going to be a terrific event. srjcwineclassic.com. Tickets should sell out by Wednesday.
Right,
so
I wanted
I hope
you to say that.
Yeah,
so you want to
Last year we sold out, and we had a waiting list of close to 100 people. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I hope
get that ticket. Go online
too.
As soon as I say goodbye to you.
srjcwineclassic.com.
And so if you're buying online, then you can use your credit card, your ATM,
absolutely.
Something like that. And then... Do you print something out, or is your name on a list? What's
the
physical thing?
Well, if you buy it in the next day or two, we'll print it out, and you'll have it before the event. We also have a list, so there's never a problem.
Okay.
Last year, I think one or two people lost their tickets, and we tracked them down the list.
Okay.
It took all of 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. And then for somebody who, for whatever reason, doesn't know where St. Francis is, let's tell them.
We're at Pythian Road and Highway 12. We're right across the street from the second Oakmont entrance. It's our beautiful 120-acre estate vineyard with the Mission-style bell tower. You can see the organic vegetable garden on the front corner of the property. It really is breathtaking. At the foot of the Mayacamas Mountains, right in the heart of Sonoma Valley. We're about less than 15 minutes from downtown Santa Rosa.
It's a very short drive. And on that note, Christopher Silva, president and CEO of St. Francis and dedicated volunteer at the Santa Rosa Junior
We're
College.
We're all trying to give back, aren't we?
Yes, we are. 20 and a half years of volunteer radio.
What a pleasure. Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh,
this has really been great.
Thank you for being here. It's great to get to chat. And I will meet you back here next week for another yummy episode of Mouthful Smart Talk about food, wine, and farming in Sonoma County and beyond.
Grapes are covering the grassland. They're buying up for family farms. They're selling out. Who can blame them? Wine's a cash crop growing strong.